Bitch, I'm the one cooking. I'm the one making dinner. Let's start.
What happens
there.
If you don't?
I'll have to tell him in advance and why. And if he doesn't agree with it, let me tell you something. If I can't make it to cook dinner, if I'm too tired to even make dinner,
right.
I'll be like, yo, I'm sorry, but man, I've had a really long day. I understand that you're whatever. Can I just please order food for you or something?
I love your response.
You're growing.
Music podcasts.
Hey, we are back, the Red Caps podcast, straight in your ears. Della Marvin is my name.
I go by the name Spekito.
Well, go on, it's your baby girl, back at it, Imani.
And Kims.
Kims, hey. Up in the Kims.
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 My friend.
Makes you want to take off your drawers.
Wait.
And Kims. Oh, my God. I
didn't catch it.
And Kims.
And Kims.
I didn't catch it, was explained, bro.
So just give me to
her. How do you feel, Kwaroho?
What Kim's got to do with me taking my drawers off?
How do you feel?
Okay, drawers, you drawers, nani. Drawers, ni. Drawers, ni face.
I don't wear drawers.
Wait,
but
Kim,
you know.
Kim, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Kim, I think Kim is Kimani in a Kikuyu setting.
Kimberly. Kimmy.
Kimberly.
I don't know, man.
Kimberly. Is Kim Kardashian. I'm not Kimberly.
And I don't know Kimberly.
Kimberly.
I think.
Bro,
I
Kim
think
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Hey, nimesema ka.
We have a very
boy. Hey. Nikuwa sema ka anda bongo man. I swear to God.
No, lakini, I'm pretty sure. If you're listening, by now you know we do bring guests on the podcast, right?
Every now and
shout
then.
Shout out to the GIF podcast on our previous episode.
Ah, well, it turned up.
They did come through. And right about now, Kim is up in the place. And me, I'm trying to figure out, what does Kim mean? Like the full name of Kim. There's a cartoon called Kim something, I think.
Kim Possible.
Yeah.
Kim Possible. Well, achana mimi. Ukinianza hivyo sahi. Don't be the Kim best 45 minutes for you.
So let me wait. Hold on, guys. Let me hear. Kim is Kim, like the full name of Kim.
Kimemia.
Kimemia is a Meru, Kamba.
Ay, Meru.
Ah,
ay. Kikuyu. Kimemia.
Kikuyu, for real.
Oh, shit, yes. For real.
Ay.
Confusing.
Welcome, Kimemia. Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Thank
you for having me.
Karibu sana. Yo, listen. They say that it's disrespectful to be lazy to the guys who are inspired by you, to the guys who look up to you, to the guys who listen to you. We are back, the Red Caps podcast, episode 82. And let's start by Spec. Let me know, bro. What's going on? What's happening? What's going on with you, bro? Yeah. I love your T-shirt, by the way.
Shut up.
I love a T-shirt.
Sianze hapo.
Wait, umesema tini brand gani umeva?
Puma.
Bro, I love Puma, by the way. There's Puma, there's Nike.
That's peka mazmako na matiti.
Wait.
That just went on.
No banze. Puma matiti, what the fuck?
Puma matiti, I mean, it rhymes, doesn't it?
How? me, I'm doing fine.
I'm just saying I love a T-shirt, bro. Because it's a full sleeve T-shirt.
Wait, but this is a story to move on. Thank you, Nini Kofiti.
Did you watch the Real Madrid and Chelsea Champions League?
That game was not Chelsea, but, Nini, Man
sorry,
City.
Man City.
Yeah. That game was legit.
3-1, 1-3, 5-2. Okay, that's
oh, damn.
My bad.
Switch it to one then. Slack show when to come in.
Bro,
Real Madrid came through Manze in the last final minutes.
And that was some miracle.
Did you watch the game?
I watched the game.
I saw the tweets.
Uh-huh.
And
it looks like you want to join in.
I saw the tweets. They were very funny.
Which ones? Like which
ones?
What was funny?
Funny.
What was funny?
The tweets.
Just give us one.
Millennials.
I love, okay, do you know what? I love the fact that guys are always texting and DMing on the Red Caps podcast group and asking for the episodes, and like, people miss Imani on the episode. This is what people miss. She's trying to talk in a football conversation.
But having, I saw the tweet.
Having fucking no idea.
But I saw the tweet.
It's okay. So that's what people miss by the dumbness.
Kim's manze, welcome to the Red Caps. I don't know how many times. Let me know what's going on with you. How are you doing? What do you normally do on your Fridays? You're recording the podcast on a Friday. What do you normally do? It's 6 p.m. What do you do on a Friday, 6 p.m.?
Whoa. If you're not working, then
I'm
somewhere with spec.
John Holmes for 3 years.
Be careful. Oh, wow. Be careful.
It's John for 3 years.
No, please do tell.
Like, I see you hang out, mother.
No, do
we
tell.
Just hang out.
Right. On your typical Friday afternoon, you're hanging out with your buddies.
Yeah, for sure.
Drinking.
Yes.
Smoking a little hookah.
No.
No, bro.
We do not smoke.
Yeah?
We are women.
Lakini karibu kwa podcast. As we try to get you drunk, because we trying to feel... We're trying to be
red capish.
Red capish. Ah, thank you, bro. We're trying to be red capish.
He's capping.
Who's capping?
Red.
Nobody's
capping.
Excuse us, man. Thank you. So we're not
jangani shadi kim. Let's get to the story.
Let's get to the
highlight of the moment. Faith has a new phone.
Romance. Yeah.
Faith has a new phone.
Finally.
How'd you feel? Let me know. How'd you feel? Have you been posting lately on Instagram?
No.
Is it? What do you mean no? You're not taking photos on your new... You're taking...
It's not a big deal. That's what
it is. Come on, atembea na box, bado. It is a big deal. Okay, the box is a big deal. It's big.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Umshara ametembea na box. Arakuja na box.
In my defense. Nimetoka tuna your box. Malingikuwa.
And my new, it's bigger than her handbag.
Uongo.
For real.
Norma. You're capping.
I'm not capping.
Stop being a picture to work.
They'll think that she bought an iPad, but that's not it.
It's close to.
It's close to.
It's fucking close to an iPad. I bought the new iPhone 13. It's close to a tablet.
It's a tablet.
iPad tablet.
Na by iPad alafu kila mtu hapa anaanza kunini. What's wrong with you, man?
Now you're coughing, but
they're just jealous.
But you know what? Let no one blast you having a box. So carrying your box around.
Nimesema
nenda kuweka earrings. So long as kuna WhatsApp.
Nimesema nenda kuweka earrings.
Do you know what? When I buy a new phone,
yeah.
And this is I don't know, someone might relate with me, but when I buy a new phone, I normally throw away the box. Like I'm from the shop, I don't go home with the box. I leave it there. You know why? Because I was born in Eastlands, bro. I've grown up in the ghetto.
He's not a sentimental person.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know, was it the same for you, bro? Yeah.
When you're buying, it's not even a phone, even a TV, even a...
Because a TV, I think it's in your bed.
See, I do not like that, man.
Okay, because it comes to electronics, moving purposes. Like when you come down, start to move.
I hate it when people put things under the bed. I almost removed easy vitu, chini ya kitanda, nikitaka kuzitupa. Nitakumbuka, you know what? I'm going to need them in a bit. But ukisha hama tu pabana, I una expect ku how many times soon?
Mimi? So no, you never know.
Na baby tumpia.
Instead of Jesus atujui sikuile na kama.
When Jesus?
Same, natumiangeo concept. Mpajua sikuile na hama.
Tipu kwanza neke short, before
10 minutes. By the way, mweke Android.
wait, bro. Apana. No one said it. No one said it.
Mweke Android.
Speck was the one who said it.
I'm saying that Tuna Simiangu is way more expensive than a stupid iPhone 8 right now.
Man,
don't be stupid.
Okay, please, Nyeke your plus.
It's still way more pricey than that phone, though.
Never sas.
Oh my good God, Manze. Damn, it must feel nice.
Manze.
It must feel nice having a new phone. Because you know what? It's a new experience and I love... was it brand new?
Which one?
Your phone, the current new one. Because you know...
I'm not like your life on niggas. Of course I buy brand new phones, man.
Yeah?
You know what's up, Wagwan.
And are you taking new photos on it? Are you... Have you installed Tinder? Have you installed Tinder?
Have I installed Tinder?
I'm trying to imagine.
Hey, tumejaribu camera.
Nimelenga.
Let me tell you something. Apparently, I know 4K resolution, which is the most weirdest thing that. But you can have 5G.
Are you texting new phone? So
you can have WhatsApp.
You can have 5G though.
But you can have WhatsApp. It's a
communicate. 5G. It's a flagship phone. Ni 5G, anyways. Mm. But you know.
Yeah, that's
you know
all that matters. Don't worry. Super precious as in anything.
Nico Paul, but I'm not a teen. I've never
picture
been a teen.
Picture figure out ni wewe.
Off by so. Now. Where we go talking.
The big girl's still pressure. The box. Figure picture.
Oh, damn. I love
it. What I'm trying to say is,
yeah.
I'm not on Tinder. I've never been on Tinder because I've never had a need for Tinder.
Yeah.
There's really a need for Tinder, by the way.
Yes.
For
yes.
Him?
Yes.
A need.
Yeah, I think
like
yes.
Like, if you want to I need to be on
like
to Tinderize.
Yes, I think, bro.
I certainly have not had that.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, pick it one.
Tell us.
Apana, wait, go Jenny.
Yeah, too.
Talk to us about Tinder.
I didn't.
Don't be a...
I've just walked in the podcast and I found guys talking about Tinder.
Who's talking about Tinder?
And I just like, story.
And because you guys are setting me up.
We're not setting you up. We're no Meanza.
You brought up Tinder.
You brought up Tinder.
It's because she has a new phone.
Yeah, but is it?
Why would I have Tinder?
Because there's some applications that come pre-installed.
Zinakuja Tinder inakuja pre-installed.
You playing us.
Even though we daga yana. Ati babe kwa nini uko na Tinder? Ilikuja wewe na iPhone.
Ilikuja
friends kuna apps kwa pre-installed. Unaona Tinder, Subway, Safa.
Don't kill me, man.
Eh? Hey, say. You're a me, Sezi. Danganye. We don't leave a man. Hey, yo, usijaribu. Hey. Usijaribu. On anyone.
Don't try it.
You don't, usijaribu.
Hey, it's been a minute since you talked about Tinder on the podcast. That's why I bought a Tinder.
And that's why it's been a minute. Sissy. See what
we don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Yeah. What do you need? All right, sir. New phone. What applications are you installing? Number one, I'll go first. WhatsApp is essential.
Actually, I started with Twitter.
Twitter. All right, so you have WhatsApp.
I started with Twitter. Then I went to LinkedIn. Then I did WhatsApp. Then right. I went to Instagram.
Uh huh.
Then I think Snapchat.
Snapchat was number five.
Then Lunch Club.
Lunch Club.
Then Clubhouse.
That's so bougie. Lunch Wait. Club. Ninini.
Lunch.
Mnapanga food ngoza tuanze hapo. Cuz kama mnapanga food I'm in.
Yeah,
Lunch Club.
Z. Ni like it's like LinkedIn but yeah, videos rather. It's like people with like common interests, like common fields that you're normally just like interacting each other through video chats and stuff.
So Lunch ningilia wapi?
I need to Lunch Club, Manze.
Watch your follow. It's misleading. It's misleading. We change, by the
But you know, Twitter is toxic. You shouldn't install Twitter.
But don't you mean that's going to Twitter, by the way? That's kind of going to realize. Yeah.
Nijual, you miss one at Twitter.
Siku miss one at Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Siku miss one at Twitter. But I've never been a Twitter person. Like, ile, like, na mkana.
A tweet.
Na tweeting it to bole, ile, mdogo, mdogo, once in a while.
Una tweet ama una retweet?
Na tweeting actually, matayo.
You tweet.
Na tweeting matayo.
I feel as though Twitter can be like a breaking bound. It's like, what do I call it? A boundary something.
Right.
In relationships. Because Twitter be moving mad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The way you tweet and whatever you retweet is like a relationship like deal breaker.
Yeah, now it depends on the heaven. Yeah, so like when I say retweet, kitu it's make everybody like, oh, yo, you meant like, what?
Yo, what the fuck are you retweeting, man? What actually, are you saying, exactly, bro? Yeah. What are you saying?
I get what you mean.
Problems on Yambi. I was like, why are you retweeting this shit, bro?
Sana mekumbuka kwa nini nilitoka.
Exactly.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean. Because you retweet something in a kanikama, now probably you're going through... Ama you're going through something in a tokani kama you're sending a message you are subaruing
your significant other,
exactly. Yeah, actually
I
you're right.
Swear, man, there was this tweet I saw the other day.
Here we go.
Oh my god,
this is anani azikwangi. This is anani azikwangi. No,
let me tell you
what happened.
Shout out to a nigga called This Racial,
right?
Whoever the fuck you are, faceless tweet. That's fine. That's fine.
Whatever the fuck you are, I go like,
but
hey.
This tweet apparently is a 31-year-old man,
right,
probably dating a 23-year-old female, mm-hmm, according to his tweet.
That's a nice number. That's a nice age.
Yeah,
that's me and my nigga.
Yeah. 31.
The nigga is like 31, uh-huh, and the chick, I would actually put her around 23 to 24 years old maximum. That's a really nice age. So this tweep, he goes on Twitter,
right,
and he's like, so my girlfriend got this internship uh-huh on like uh-huh Tuesday. This week on Tuesday.
Really?
Let's start from there. This week, it's either this week or my last week on Tuesday. Right. So he's like,
uh-huh,
so now she feels as though whatever the man is doing is like irrelevant. Because the man is like, he works from home. You know, after COVID, everything, people started working from home, mm-hmm, and stuff.
Right.
So she feels as though this nigga been staying home. He's like a bum, man. I don't care if you're a bum. You're staying at home. You're working from home, you know? So she's like that in her head. Apparently, uh-huh, not me saying, that's him saying. So he's like, so apparently when she's gotten this job, kila siku akikamu kwa nyumba, she's like, bro, mbona nyumba inakaa hivi? Why is this house looking like this? What the fuck have you been doing, bro? Mbona vyombo ujaosha? Why haven't you cooked dinner? What the fuck? What's happening, bro? What the fuck? Uko na mikono mbili? You know, I'm exaggerating, but you know. You get the point.
Okay, not getting the point because this is all new.
Then this nigga is like, he's 31. He pays all the bills. Her internship apparently is an unpaid internship. So he even gives her, he's giving her cab fare to go to that internship. But then this woman wants to feel so validated, wants to be worshipped.
Because I'm a promise you a kid to go office.
I don't know.
From here, you can work too.
I'm sure. We'll take care of you.
Bro, did you hear the word internship?
Hey. Internship.
Did you hear the word?
Sindio.
Properly employed, by though.
But how get? Unezenda internship. Unezenda internship. Mm-hmm. This is how squeezy things in a kwanga kwa maofisi mbeze mingi.
Right.
Unezenda, let's say you are very. Wait, nini leo?
Kunyama, it's too much.
2-0.
Yoni 2-0.
It's
too much.
Kukari Champions League.
Right.
You're very semi-fly chick. Nini uko sawa. Good looking, what? Umeenda kwa office internship.
Right.
What are the chances to apply your job?
100.
Squeezy at least needs
like Dettol, like Dettol 99%. You'll get the internship. Utapata
your job. Right. Get.
That's
true. So unapata ode malinge your job vizuri nini. Aka, of course, Sonko said akuita kwambia, hey, hi, nini, oh, you intern, nini.
I see. Oh,
kwambia, hey, so, oh, okay, you do this. But you never know from here. Because your kiburi, ezi toka, out of nowhere. Nika kitu wame promisiwa, uko mbele.
And let me tell you something.
Hapu ndo akona uchali wake ko home. I mean, I'm just assuming where the chick is.
The kiburi.
Where her head space is at.
Then akona uchali wake ko nyumbani, hey, hapa uyu.
But like I'm in a similar
canon.
to be precise.
I'm in a similar situation, if I might even say so. Like I'm my age. I am not employed. I am in an internship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga is self employed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he can work whatever he wants to. He can work at home. He can work from his office. Malena Taka, he has his own employees and stuff.
Must be
but
nice.
Then I cannot do that shit, manze. I think the nigga also kuna kitu amekuwa tangu they started dating. There's something he didn't like make clear. So this chick is using that as an advantage. Cause me from the get go, my nigga was like, bruh, kuna tabia utaleta hapa hivi. Kuna vitu utafanya kwa hii nyumba.
Kule yako anakujua vizuri, kule mlianza tu hivyo. Kwanza kikwambia kuna tabia hutaleta. Tuseme mimi na Njeri zama tumekuwa tuki date. Sasa tunataka kwa nyumba. Sasa nikwambie like kuna tabia hutakuwa ukileta. Sikumaanisha umekuwa nimeona una tabia kule umeanza juzi.
Na feel ni kama me and my nigga tumekujoana in the relationship.
Well, ah, labda wewe hivyo sasa.
Tumejoana in the relationship, you know, but kuna vitu alikuwa anasema tu.
These are my thoughts and this is what I think. If my lady has an internship, it's an unpaid. She's not making any income from it, right?
No, she's not, and she's living in your house.
Right.
Mm. Let's start from there.
Learn, it's our house. It's our house, right? It's our house. She's living in my house, but it's our house.
When you're married, it's your both of your house.
Our house from the start, if not hers.
Yeah, it's true though.
If it's not hers, it's our house. Hata kama ni wewe ndo unasort nini, I don't know what.
Hata
nyumba ni yako.
Exactly.
Your house when she says.
Exactly. And the thing is, I'm the one who's paying for her Uber, for her bus fare, for her taxi, for her whatever, to the unpaid internship and back, right?
Put it like that,
and
though.
She goes and finds whatever, and then she comes back with fucking whatever.
With a bag of kiburi. Yeah.
Nice.
It go plain, man.
Watch him come here. That is where you draw the line. Like, you know what? You go out there, fuck whoever you fucked that specific same day, because I don't fucking understand.
I don't understand
why you come back to the house and ask me to cook for you, bro. You must have gotten a really big promise.
And like, apparently, that's a nigga that actually works like 16 hours in a day.
16 hours in
cryptocurrency. I think na John say.
But according to what he said, he's like, he even works up to like almost sometimes like 16, 18 hours in a day.
Yeah.
He's barely sleeping.
Wait.
This girl is coming there and he's like...
Where do you lie on this whole situation?
No,
I
want
to know from you.
Baby
since
girl.
You're the one who's...
Let me tell you, I'm telling you, I'm in a similar relationship gap age or
right.
whatever.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you something. Atakama natoka kazi 7:30. Bitch, I'm the one cooking. I'm the one making dinner. Let's start
what
from
happens
there.
If you don't?
I'll have to tell him in advance and why. And if he doesn't agree with it, I'll either, let me tell you something, if I can't make it to cook dinner, if I'm too tired to even make dinner,
right.
I'll be like, yo, I'm sorry, but man, I've had a really long day. I understand that you're whatever. Can I just please order food for you or something?
I love your response.
Baby girl is learning.
I love your response.
Oh, you're growing.
I have no choice.
Me napenda. I love your response, and I really applaud you because shout out to our late former president Mwai Kibaki. He was put on stand
on the spot, bro.
And by what was her name?
His wife, Madame.
Lucy, and he was like, Mimi nikona bibi moja.
Yeah.
I only have one wife.
Just one wife.
Yeah.
And this is why. Because if my wife comes home, sorts me, and cooks for me, cleans for me, I'm trying to imagine. Oh, God damn, that's a queen.
Lucy was a queen. Lucy alikuwa ndio commander-in-chief.
Lucy knew who she was in that house, bro. Alikuwa anajua yeye ni nani kwa hiyo nyumba.
That's talking about houses. Unajua nyumba yake ilirobiwa.
Allah.
Ya Kibaki, juzi. On Tuesday.
Allah. Uh-huh. Ata,
it
ata
was
tuza,
ata tumaji ata tujaingia kwa nini. Tumaji ata tujafikia coffin.
Bana, ata sijaweza kuwa heartbroken about his death.
The nigga's house was robbed.
And what got
damn.
Lost?
I don't know. I mean, Leona, to headline. I didn't go through the... Because
I
was dumbfounded.
Did they take back, like, the security or something?
No, like,
kuli
watu fikiriaje. Unajua as in... What I don't say at yeah man.
How confident?
Like, I mean, akuna pesa. Akuna pesa.
Yeah, security.
Na shagaju, honestly, me, I don't blame the niggas who are trying to
rob. Security.
Akuna do inchi. Akuna
zuri, akuna do. Now the same. Unataka kuniambia place iko secured?
Has to be.
That's what I'm asking.
Has to be.
It's the same guys. An inside job, I'm sure.
That's the thing. Who lives there right now, though?
Msemoja itoki money.
I mean, probably.
I feel as though nobody lives there currently anymore. That's why they felt as though
no, there has to be because I think it's where the body was buried.
Yeah, but maybe housekeepers and kidogo security guards.
It's just 3 days. 3 days bado hata kuna watu bado wako maombolezi uko bado.
Lazima.
Haizi kwa watu wametoka hivyo wameenda huni. Former president.
Those 3 days mafuta imepanda na like street 10 bob or something.
Facts.
I mean, bro, if I can get like something in your house to sell or something, you know. Hey,
tuleza kwa tulia. Ama walienda ile ring ya Sean nani? Sean Andrews alitupa ndani.
Oh.
See, there's a ring. The ring alituma. Atujui kani gold ring. Alirusha kwa nini? Alirusha kwa mtangwaje? Kwa grave.
I never
saw the proceedings. Okay, literally kiasi. Like alirusha whatever kwa
no, what I saw was just someone who did not say hi ama who did not hug to whatever who. There was someone's son who didn't say hi to someone's you who prominent.
It's my family's in a watu na.
Like the guy threw a ring into the wishing
room. Yeah, like say yo mtu tupa.
Kwa wishing room.
Mtu tupa tu sand na nini.
Kila mtu na watu tupa tu sand nini.
Sasa ya alitoa ring pia karusha ndani. So probably alipewa na grandfather. You never know.
You're given something and if you throw it back. And I don't think so. Maybe it's something
no,
like...
No, probably it was something. See, when you watu upea na kitu mkwa touch. Yeah, it's like it was sentimental.
So unayacha.
Hey, like nini yenyu ime...
I don't know
what you George movies. These movies mingi zinakuanga hivyo. Like unapeana kitu umiliku ime touch na nyinyi.
Kitu sentimental ina kuna peana.
Wacha ubako ende na ring. Wacha ende nayo. Madumza alikuwa msamana. Kibaki manze, wherever you are. Thank you for your...
He is with Lucy, yo. Chill,
okay,
bro.
Bas, msalimie.
Ako
sawa, and whatever
I'm
they.
Giving head, man, Big Daddy Kibat.
But he was the best president. He was the best president.
Mm-hmm.
But na ile ruling ine eh, lakini Kibaki hata pale kwa na ufala. Wale yenye alisema ati watu wafai ku sexiana kama uko broke. Unajua Kibaki was an economist, sorry. Where this story is coming from?
I mean,
Kibaki was an economist.
Right.
So he knew what things should tackle like should in the letter mazina. Cuz unajua watu overlook vitu mingi sana.
Right.
True. Look at Kenya back then. Man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So kuna time alikama akasema ways how if you're broke,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't put yourself in a position
to
start caring of taking care of children.
I mean, facts.
Meaning, hiyo time by then nakumbuka ilikuja cause kulikuwa na story mingi sana Ocha. Unajua Ocha venye watu uchafuana. Ocha watu kuna watu wa 9 nini batajui hata kama watasoma ama kama wata yeye ajali.
Huyo right there.
Yeye ajali.
Yeye
ajali. Yeye ana. Ana wana kama mtu. At least Boni yako na nini? Boni yako na doya wale. Yako na kakiru.
Umeangalia Wikipedia ya Boni anasemekana ako na 102 children.
Bara kwa kakiru. Ni 1 or 2 ama 102?
102 kids.
Good for him. Kono ya boni ya kona kitu. Akona kakiru.
Ana kitu ya 102 children, bro.
Akona yo.
Wapi na
wana. Asa akona yo.
Do you know what? You guys are throwing shots to the guys who are listening to the podcast. And they have 12 or 10 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Because imagine.
Labda age ya kina spek.
Hey, Jetu tulikuwa 10 or 12.
Bro, how many sisters do you have?
One.
How many brothers do you have?
None. Nduki erere. We are just 2 in our family. It doesn't get more nuclear than that.
You know what? I believe that. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be because if you can't be Boni Halwale, which in quote means if you can't handle the
King Solomon of this era.
Yeah, if you can't handle
Solomon do.
If you can't handle the baggage, you don't
get
need
a vasectomy
to,
or something.
So many in short, broke men shouldn't have kids.
Fuck no, get a vasectomy until you can afford kids.
I don't even have kids. I just say maybe. Or fake chafuana to an injury.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I'm to say, bro.
Come on, chafuana.
You can have sex but you cannot have kids. But the problem is not the guy who's having this.
Yeah, it's a chick who decides, Ama.
The problem is that chick who's fucking a guy
who is clearly
knows that this guy
is broke.
not broke.
Does
like
she
cannot take care of a
cannot
kid.
Cannot take care of a
does
kid.
Does she though?
what do you mean does she though?
Does she though?
Very good question.
Is this an experience?
Does she
Stumbe, what happened?
I do not deal with broke niggas. Let's start from
what
there.
Happened?
No, luckily, wait.
I'm not a broke bitch.
Stumbe, where are you coming business? From
how
then?
Do you spot, how do you spot a broke nigga? How do you know a guy's broke?
I don't know, man. I've never been with one.
All right, so. Be the devil's advocate.
But I don't know, man. You normally know. First of all, what? I think a conversation with a man will have you knowing who he is as a person.
Right. Let's have the conversation.
If you're asking the right question.
Yeah, ask the right question.
Ask the question. My partner's saying.
Ask, yeah, hi, how you doing?
And how do you go about it?
I think I'm great. I think you look amazing.
Do you play chess?
Hey, kweli, hii mko wapi, mko club gani, mko quiet, hii mko nini? Ini wongo, like, yeah, you look amazing.
I'm saying, first of all, I've never picked any nigga from the club. Let's start from there.
He's picking you.
No one has never picked up from the club.
He's picking you when on a paku judge if he's broke or not.
Della, do you know how to play chess?
No, I do not. But
he's picking you. We're not afraid to judge if he's broke or not.
But it's the response and how you can
a person's intelligence by their responses.
Right.
It's actually very
come out to me as the man.
Nah, not a matter of that. It's
the
it's,
not
it's,
broke.
It's normally nah. It's literally normally.
Oh, nice response.
I don't know, but I normally listen to a conversation even before my current boyfriend. Before I even approached him or anything,
right.
Before we actually even got to know each
right.
other, I had to like listen to him speak and listen to what he's speaking about.
Damn.
What you're speaking about and how you speak as well is very important, man.
Very fucking important.
I need to know your. A smart man, right,
sour,
and you're a man who can
I am smart. I am good looking. My wallet is fucking fat.
We all don't know yet.
Yeah, no, it's fat because I'm buying her whatever she wants. She's eating
on
whatever
night.
She's want. She's riding on whatever she's want.
Right? Oh my!
Hopefully she'll ride.
I love that.
Whatever you want.
I love that.
It's that night, right?
I've
picked you up. We've gone to the house. We are now
already.
Yeah, bro.
Night
that's
one.
Silly man. Hey, how are you picking anybody from the club? Utai biwa, bro. Wogo pi uta uta.
Iyo ni kuiva,
bro. Uta kupa se nyumba iyo ni kuiva.
Iyo ni kuiva. Tuseme tuko BND,
bro. Don't slander.
Ah, slander, my friend.
Do you want to look for a gig at Quiver?
Usi introduce KDJ Dela.
Wait, Quiver, if you're listening, if you know anyone who's listening to and you know Quiver, man, they come.
Mimi niwezi. Ayo ni right. Emisi waiki.
Because
it's not experience. Once it's not experience, twice.
Let's pause the story. Yeah. Let's give background. Quiver is a club in the 254.
Mm-hmm.
In Thika Road.
In Thika Road.
Yeah.
And spec things
inside. That's not a 254, bro.
Yeah, it sells rice. That's my Tebere for you.
Out of experience.
Twice, not once. And I am not apologetic about that.
Before Quiver, ile club ilikuwa pale kari opposite MJ Center. Ilikuwa inaitwaje? Ndio ilikuwa inajulikana for rice.
Ah.
You remember it? You know that club?
Home, it was Homeland ama home. Mm-mm. Ah, Motherland ama. Mm-mm. But I remember what you're saying. Kuna hiyo yenye ilikuwa hapo hivyo.
CJ's.
Let's go, Jay's. He'll go, Zuke, and I'm telling you.
I'll say,
you take sushi.
Really?
But besides from that, man, we were picking. We were going to pick my name. We're going to pick rice.
What do you mean?
Ujipendi.
What do you mean?
The fuck you're doing picking women?
Raise your hand. We are four of us. Raise your hand if you've ever picked a shorty from the club. Raise your hand. I want to hear. I want to see.
It was almost.
Raise your hand if you've ever picked.
You are fucking horse, bro.
Raise your hand.
Squeeze it to atoe wapi. Squeeze it to atoe wapi. Nyi wote mnadunda.
Restaurant, nigga.
Restaurant, gani.
Restaurant.
My friend. One for one.
Restaurant, nigga. What the fuck
are you saying? Mimi ati nikuje Java. Ati unafanya we mwenye uko Java peke yako.
Can never have.
You can never go to Java alone.
Can never.
Ati?
Me, I love solo dates.
Solo
dates.
The best rate was solo dates.
Nah, bro.
Wanaki solo dates.
Let me tell you something. All these restaurants that I figured out.
Wanaka wana kutafuta.
Uneza ni pick up.
Hakuna.
I mean.
Hakuna. Siku hizi kila mtu apatikana kwa club.
You're mad if you're picking up
everyone.
Anybody from the club, bro. Utaibiwa.
Ni club ama kanisa, bana.
Enda kanisa basi.
Kanisa zae na juu inakuja. Lazima unge choir nini. Hiyo inakuja na a few nini. Lazima unge choir.
Easier than the club.
Lazima nini.
Let me make sense.
But wezi niambia ati mtu anayeko lunch. Squeezy happening. If that happens in the movies,
let me make sense. No, let me make sense out of this whole situation. It's more likely to pick someone
from the church,
from the club,
That's all I'm saying.
You put it better though.
Yeah, it's from more where? Likely. It's
from
more,
the church,
from the club, yeah,
from the club,
from the church.
Squeezy Nivo.
Shout out to.
But one day,
bro, I'm here. Them bona if you
are. Squeezy at the Java. Team trying to Java. After day, Makura Kitukayo. Sijaiskia Kitukayo for the longest time.
I thought niggas were the prize, man.
Wait, we are the prize. I'm trying to imagine.
Could have fooled
but
me.
But back to the whole scenario of broke guys shouldn't get laid.
Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I believe, I think.
So a nyonge tuyan in short.
Apana, you know what? If you're slick enough to get laid and you're broke, you've made it.
In life, eh?
You've made it in life.
That's a scrub guy. You see that song for TLC? Was it TLC or something? I don't want no scrub. Ni scrub. Baby, I don't want none of y'all. Stay the fuck away from me.
Now it's crazy. No, nini. Kuna kila mtu for everyone.
Right.
But let me ask. There's broke and there's someone who is not financially stable at the moment. So what are we talking about
so
exactly?
What's the difference though?
There's broke. Like, umse ataipata do. Nah.
Actually, that's true.
No,
that's
wait,
true.
Listen.
That's true. That's someone who's gone.
Nah, I make effort. Hakoneshi kana make effort. Ya kutafuta hiyo do. There's a very big difference.
There's a big difference.
Nah, hana goals, hana nini. Yeah,
you could
wameka. Yeah, koka hapo atumie tu vitu zako. That's a broke guy. Like, as in, he's very content with that. No, I am calling it as it is.
We needed that clarification.
Hey, like, I'm calling it facts. Like, say, as in, hana vision, hana nini. Like, yeah, yuko.
Yuko.
Mm. Do you guys know of a guy, a rapper called Young Thug? Young Thug went viral.
We had him.
2 weeks, 2 days, 3 days ago, depending on what time I listened to the podcast. And he was like, if you're having sex and you're broke, your son will the one who will be robbing us, the guys who are working hard
with terrible rap music, Hama.
And
I
believe, bro. Outside of faith, I believe,
Manze.
That. I believe, Manze. That's true. That's true. If you're broke, you're not providing for your son, for your daughter,
for your family, as a man,
and at the current economy we're living at.
I'm saying that we be.
I'm saying, Manze, I come 1824 BND
quiver,
whatever.
Come
and,
on,
and he's trying to. And I don't blame him. I blame his dad, bro.
Imagine.
And that's the thing, bro.
So they shouldn't get laid.
Apana, they should get laid.
They shouldn't, man.
They should.
As a
get
man,
laid.
If you cannot,
you know, most
no.
Broke men.
sasa kuna hiyo. I want the uchafua au madem vizuri sasa. Cuz unajua that's the only way unaweza mtuliza na will keep her coming.
No shit.
Both coming and coming.
But have you realized how fast broke families get children?
Sin me kwivo by the.
No shit though, man. No shit.
It's I'm been not, like I'm that. Not pesa ya condom.
No
it's
shit.
Been like that.
It's not even a matter of that. It's like that's the only thing you can do, bro.
It's have sex.
Have sex.
It's free.
The man has no vision.
Man has no vision, rather.
Has what?
No vision, just erections when you're not supposed to even have erections when you're broke. I mean, a man with no money is not a happy man. True or false?
I agree.
True or false?
I'm going to say no matter.
A broke man is not a happy man,
erection,
man
bado,
bro.
Kuna shida.
Tell me exactly.
Why are you? You're very comfortable with that.
And that is a red flag, honey. Run, bro.
Wait, lakini, apana, broke men deserve love.
No, they don't.
They do.
They deserve to have a vision.
They do deserve love.
A broke man, let me tell you, it's even written in books. A broke man has no business falling in love, man. You have no business even being in a relationship. Let's start from there.
Because
how the fuck are you even going to handle it?
I agree.
You
have no business being anywhere near women, bro. Because as a man, you're a provider. What the fuck are you doing around women when you don't have money?
An episode
for the podcast. Anyonge tu, Manze.
Ishia, bro. What's wrong with you, man?
Anyonge tu. Anyonge tu.
What's your business around women
kama
when you're not working,
kutana,
you have no vision. You have no mission. You have nothing to your name. Honey, please, Rudy Kwenu too. And at least go to Mkulima. Maybe someone from Shags would want you. I'm just saying.
Sadly,
so broke men shouldn't get laid.
I'm oddly enough, we agree, like the four of us, we agree that whatever Faith Imani is saying is true.
I speak the truth.
She's speaking facts.
It's my Bible.
Shout out to you if you are listening to the podcast. How many minutes in? 39, I'm imagining.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Minutes in.
We can go into the honorable.
Let's push.
We can go into the honorable mentions.
Let's pour shots.
As we pour shots.
Where is it, bro?
Oh, Lisha JK.
Hey, everyone. Faith Hannah shot.
Oh, Nanga.
Chica. Pour the shot. And let me say this.
Butter.
Take this time to hit subscribe. Take this time to hit follow on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our Facebook.
Mm.
Follow us on our personal handles. And Manze, watch out for me. If I'm sounding weird.
Spani and Jerry Kims.
And Jerry Kims.
It's the same handle.
Jerry Kims.
Sorry.
Across all platforms.
Let me follow you right now.
If I'm sounding weird, Manze, it's because I have I'm coming out of a cold.
The weekend, eh?
Yeah, shout out.
Long 5 days.
Shout out,
that weekend was crazy.
Shout out to my big sister. My big sister put a party over the long weekend.
Did you take your babe?
Manze, yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go? Obviously, Manze. It was like a family thing. And a shout out to her because she's opening up her first apartment. And I really, Manze.
Ooh, ni how much ni ingi uko?
No pun intended.
That's the thing.
Shout out to her because she's making progress in life, and she did a party and it went late out.
That's nice, man.
That's where I'm getting the flu. Hey, here's the shot glass. Cheers.
Cheers. That weekend was mad.
Cheers. That weekend was mad.
Shout out to
randomness.
Mwai Kibaki Emilio.
Manze.
You did
and talking
thing.
Of mad, Manze.
Yeah.
Baby, is this you?
Kuna watu mad. Ni hawa watu wa Meru. So there's this story of this Meru guys who patad aki pepo bagile a kafu, as Emmanuel said, Carrefour.
It's Carrefour in British pronunciation.
That's not the story. It's my story.
I'm saying, I will not let you mispronounce words. When I'm here,
but
like
let me say, you motherfuckers, I'm not going to use American English so much, but we were colonized by the Brits. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the Brits call it Carrefour.
Brits are
you're still colonized by them, bro. You are alive because they were here, apparently.
I don't think so.
But whatever, but that's the thing.
I don't think
we,
so.
We were.
Our millennials are medanganywa. Like history books, that was may change.
Fuck off.
By the way, in our days, we call a Mau Mau. Mau Mau, alifanya nini?
I mean, Mau Mau, Kenyatta hakuwa kwa Mau Mau. Do you even know that?
Nimesikia. Cheers.
Cheers to...
to the lion hili patikana Meru.
Alright, so... what happened was...
that... there was this paper here, Kafui, na kwangana lion fulani hapo hivyo. Ilikuwa imekuwa very strategic. Me think umsa ilikuwa imepanga. Okay, nimeje ilikuwa imekuwa very strategically chini ya mali. Ime inakanika. Okay, mimi mwenyewe nilionao hiyo picha.
Ilikuwa
naona hata mimi mwenyewe ningetoka. Ha?
Hizo papers zao zilikuwa tu na
lion. Eh,
zilikuwa na
lion.
Hakuna kitu kingine.
Si kama quick mat.
So as mimi hata mimi by the way venye kama ni usiku ningepitisha torch hivi. Hata mimi ningekuwa teke.
Bro,
ara mengi ni vena jua kafu hizo nini zao, but
yo listen,
on a normal day,
if you're outside the 254, just Google Carrefour carrier bags.
Carrefour,
no,
Carrefour, you must.
About gonna 3 foots, 8 foots. Hey, kuli lo ni nini? What the fuck is happening? Why?
Is
anyway.
It, no, it's Carrefour.
Nah, let me even put this pronunciation for
it's,
you all.
It's fucking Carrefour.
Ah, it's mumpia to jai nini.
Ah, listen.
Integrate na normal.
Na feel ni kama.
Hey Siri.
Na nini is tough. Let me tell
hey,
you.
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri.
Hey Siri, can you please pronounce for us Carrefour in British pronunciation?
Hapana, nyi mko na Google.
She's...
in British pronunciation again, Siri.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Siri. They were making so much noise. Can you please pronounce for us Carrefour in British pronunciation?
Carrefour.
And in American pronunciation, Siri, American?
Carrefour.
Exactly. Thank you, Siri.
Nuleni udem kofia, bara. Nuleni kofia. Mununulieni kofia. Wow. Hey, imagine a cup. What go even?
My God. Hey. Oh my God.
Hey.
But you know what?
That's God nice. That's nice.
Well, we love that's it.
Right. She's but the woman with mission.
I love.
And when, vision.
Johnny Aje, if you see something weird.
Like what she did.
Shout out to the DCI. Shout out to the DCI on Kenya on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because they always finish their tweets with if you see something weird or something which is not
normal,
mm-hmm. hit us up, call this number, blah, 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 blah. That's what the guys did.
Mm.
They saw a lion, quote unquote, they saw a lion.
No, there was one guy who, I'm sure he answered to say moja.
Nimeru.
Meru has been on a job full time.
Of course, bro.
So I'm sure I'm going
to
say,
listen to the podcast.
Oh, I'll go room say, Moja, I'm sure I'm Leona. Why would you get a
lion?
Why?
Ni lion.
Apo no Ilianza. Apo no Ilianza. Na kukambo akuna mtu wanenge hii homestead kwa lion is the attack. Mtu. Misa rajinio lion tu atikuwe na sound ilikuwa tu.
Wait.
But anyway.
Raise your hand if you've seen a lion.
Me.
Keep your hand up. Everyone has their hand up. Keep your hand up if you've had a lion roar.
A lion roar.
Do you know what?
If I haven't actually.
If it here,
so don't smile. I'm
KCB. If it here, the sound is really terrifying, man. Yes, it is.
It's loud as fuck. It's loud.
God. Yeah, if you're not from Africa,
I want to hear. They're normally very calm when they see me.
I'm KCB. Where am I in the orphanage? The orphanage, I don't see you. You know, by the time.
Yeah, they're very normally very calm when they see me. When I'm too young, I don't know. They can sense the good vibes, you know?
I go like, ah, it's her again. Chatunyamaze ya pite.
Yo, by the way, shout out to the guys who are always asking us for a new episode. We are now dropping episode 81, but facts are. No one here gets paid for any episode that goes out.
We are not
liable. If the episode is late, man, say fuck you. You need to understand we were busy.
Fuck off.
Making money. That's all I'm trying to say. Because our Instagram.
We're making money. No, to be here an episode for your is late,
money, so you're doing something good.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, for true. But then we're making money for us to actually be able to afford to be here.
There's that. There's that like in
Mazepsu. So you know what I'm going to broke, Nini?
Mini broker. Mini broker.
To better full circle.
Let's talk about that. Mini broker. Come on, atuka. Sijui nyumba, sijui land, sijui gari. Hit a girl up.
Wait, watch out. Tumekua. Ata.
We have been. I'm going barabara. 2 months. I'm going to go get you. Utaka gari.
Cheers. This has been Manta. The podcast. Della Marvin is my name.
I go by the name Spekito.
Baby girl, Wagwan. It's your money.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time. Adios.
Bye. Kim's
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.